So last night at worship practice, we listened to a song singing When I'm With My Daddy, My Innocence Is Restored. And that is really awesome. It's just a catchy little tune and really cool thought, you know. And I was thinking about it in the natural, that parents are supposed to be a safe place for their children. Then, you know, in the world, our society is out to steal innocence from the time they're born, before they're born. The devil's trying to kill them before they can even be born. But then if they get born, it's like everything is anti-innocence. Make fun of someone for being naive. Make some fun of somebody for not having experienced the world and living. It's like, if you're innocent, boy, you got an army attacking you all from little. But your parents shouldn't attack you. Your parents should be a place you come and it's like, I'm safe here and I can just be innocent and I can be a child and I can just be free. I don't have to be tough and put on an act, you know? John 10:10 says, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the devil. That's what he's doing. But Jesus came that we could have life more abundant. We don't have to live under that what society says is normal. We don't have to live under the oppression of the enemy because we have Jesus. And he came to give us an abundant life, which is restoring our innocence. Because if you look at kids, they don't go, oh my gosh, I can't do something because somebody might think I'm stupid. They're innocent and they run and they play and they say whatever comes to mind, whether it's socially acceptable or not. They just say what they think. And that's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be childlike. And in 1 Peter 5:8, it talks about the devil. It says, be sober, be vigilant. I mean, we have to be on guard, aware, ever guarding ourselves against the devil. It says, for your enemy seeks roaring. He goes about roaring like a roaring lion. He's on the prowl. He's looking for who he can devour. That's his mission. Who can he destroy? Who can he devour? How, you have any innocence left? He's looking to steal it. You know? That's his mission. And we have to guard ourselves. We have to guard our children to protect that innocence. People might say, you're overprotective. You don't let them watch this or go there or do this. But you know what? I don't care. It's my job to protect that innocence, to keep them as innocent as they can be kept. Because that is who God wants them to be. In that innocence, they have freedom. And when we get with our daddy God, he restores. See, the society also says if you've lost innocence, it can't be restored to you. That's it. Marred, scarred, marked for life, messed up. And God says, no, because with me, I can restore what the enemy has stolen from you. I can give that back. That innocence, that purity, that freedom. But we have to allow him to do that. But just that, the thought of being with daddy and having our innocence restored. You know that that's why we don't get free? Because our innocence is stolen. And with it comes us being jaded and scared of what people think and having pride and having to worry so much about what's going on around us and how we look to everybody. Because we've lost that innocence of childlikeness to just, I feel like dancing, I'm going to dance, and I feel like shouting, I'm going to shout. That is innocence, and that's what we need given back to us so that we can get free, so we can be radical, so we can let God's love flow through us. Because if we're scared, then perfect love casts out fear. So if we are not letting the love of God fill us, it's because of our fear. It's because we're letting a spirit of fear live inside of us.